Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Philippians chapter 4. In verse 6, the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing. You guys ever get anxious about anything? You got a test coming, you're a little bit anxious. Maybe you're expecting you're going to go on a field trip somewhere, and you're a little bit anxious, a little excited. Maybe you're a little bit nervous. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Okay, young people, this is important that you learn this and do this as a lifestyle. Let your request be known to God. In other words, is there something that you want? Is there something you're nervous about? Is there something that is coming in your day that you're aware of? Whether you're nervous or not, maybe you're very happy about it and very excited. And you have a certain anticipation. Well, tell God about it. Tell God about it. This is much more important than most people realize. Tell God about it. Have you ever tried to remove your head and put it on the shelf and then just go about your day? Well, how do you think that would work out? It wouldn't work out really good. There was a time, and this is a true story, there was a chicken, and they cut its head off because they were going to cook it. And the chicken didn't die. It had no head, but it kept running around. And it ran around for a few more years. They didn't have any idea why. But then when finally the chicken did die, they took a look at it very carefully and they found that the brain stem, the base of the brain, wasn't cut off. And that's what controls things that you're not aware of. It's in the base of your brain. So things like breathing and heartbeat and things like that, they're all controlled in the base of your brain. So this chicken had no head, but it was still alive and it kept running around and doing things. And I swear, sometimes people are the same way. It's like they have no head. They're just running around and doing things. And when that happens is when we don't let God know about it. Because God is our head. God does give us His mind. God does give us His thoughts. Like, imagine you go through the day and you don't have anything in your head. No thoughts. You're just kind of a void. People say that's how I feel at the end of the day. But that's kind of silly, isn't it? Even if you think you're not thinking about anything, you're still thinking about something. Well, that's like a believer who is not going to tell God about it with everything. They'll have no thoughts from God. Now, my human thoughts may avoid the wall, so I don't hit it. And they may tell me it's a good idea to get some lunch now, even though that's not always as reliable. But the fact of the matter is, if I'm to have any serious understanding of even the things that are positive, I need to go to God and get His thoughts about it. Have you ever had something bad that turned out to be really good? Either, oh, this is going to be awful, and you come out of there and say, hey, this is really great. Or on the other side of it, have you ever had something great and it turned out to be awful? That happens too, right? I mean, you're anticipating. I'll never forget this. We were in Arizona for New Year's Eve and into the Grand Canyon. And my wife and I say to ourselves, we're going to celebrate New Year's Eve. I mean, it's just the two of us. We're going to do some, just a little celebration. So we got ourselves this little cake from a supermarket, and it looked so good. It was like amazing looking, and you're like looking at this thing, wanting it early, but you don't take it early because you know you're waiting for New Year's Eve. But it looks so good, and you cut it, and your mouth is watering, and there's all this anticipation, and you're all excited, and then you taste it, and it's really bad. It's like the worst cake I have ever had. I was like, what is this? This is like somebody should go to jail for making this. It was the worst. But you know what? If somebody had said to me, you know, this cake is going to be really bad. It may look good, but it's going to be a disaster. Then you know what? I wouldn't have spent the money on it. And that's kind of how it is with God. Whatever it is, you go to God with it. And then He'll give you real understanding, real information, and that information can be very practical. It's not just Bible information like theology. No, it's like, hey, do this, don't do that. This is what you want, that is not. He's very good about providing that kind of information. And He will give it to you as long as you go to Him. You have a problem, go to Him. You have a need, go to Him. You have a person who's giving you a hard time. Go to God about them. Don't try to handle it yourself. You try to handle it yourself, you end up in trouble. That happened to Israel. Not too long after Israel entered the Promised Land. Now, Moses was dead by now, and Joshua was their leader. So Joshua was in charge of Israel. And some of the guys in Israel, they had a few fights with the neighbors, and they won. And I don't mean like arguments fights. I mean war. So the neighboring countries, they were not friendly people to Israel at all. They hated Israel. Israel went to war with them, and Israel won. And one of the things that God told them is, when you go to war, put the ark on your shoulders. So the ark of God was going to be on the priest's shoulders, and the priests would be in front of the army as the army was going to war, and God gave them the victory because the ark of God was the presence of God in those days. And so they would win. Now, somebody had the bright idea of saying, hey, let's just go to war. But whenever they would go to war before, they would ask God, should we go to war? And David was really good about this. God, should I go to war or should I not? Why? Because you can lose wars. And people do lose wars. And you don't want to lose wars because that has really bad results. And so they would ask God, should I go to war? But this time they didn't do it. This time they said, hey, we're just going to go to war. Guys, get the Ark of God. That's going to win the war for us. And they treated it like it was some little magic wand. And the presence of God was not in that. And Israel got their tail kicked. I mean, they lost big time. And they realized at that point, we cannot do things this way. But you know what? Had they gone to God, God would tell them, no, don't fight against those people. I'm not going to give you the victory over there. You see, we don't have any idea what our day is going to be like. We don't have any idea what we are thinking, if that's going to actually be the way things turn out. We hope it may be. We may expect it to. But really, the fact of the matter is we have no clue. So you always go to God. Let's say you need money. God, I don't have any money. And you may say to yourself, well, I'm going to go out and do X, Y, and Z. That may not be the way to get it. God may have a better plan, a better idea for you as to how to fulfill your needs. And so you always go to God. Don't ever assume you know what you don't actually know. Where people get into real big trouble is they don't know that they don't know. And then they start to assume without knowing. Whatever it is, assume you don't know. Paul said, if you think you know anything, you don't know anything at all. And so don't ever assume that you know. Always go to God with whatever it is. You have friends and you're going to be meeting them for lunch. Great. Pray first. God, bless this time with my friends. It doesn't take a long thing. It just takes like 2 seconds. God, bless this time with my friends. And all of a sudden, God comes in and He starts doing things in your lunch with your friends that He wouldn't have done otherwise just because you asked Him. That's one of the most amazing things about prayer. Guys, I'll tell you right now, get this into your thinking because it's really important and it's going to make a huge difference in your life. Prayer, number one, it works. Number two, it's extremely powerful. Prayer is the single most powerful thing that there is. There is nothing more powerful than prayer. You have a problem? Pray. Why is prayer so powerful? Because when you pray, God moves. God does things. Think about it. That's the only time when God will do things not sourced in Himself. In other words, normally when God would do things, okay, He created the heavens and the earth. That was all His idea. But with prayer, God will act on your idea. And so you tap into all of God's ability when you pray. And now that ability is working on your behalf because you pray. Let's say that you have a situation and you don't know what to do. Ask God. In James 1:5, the Word of God says that if you lack wisdom, ask Him. He won't be upset with you for not having it. He'll give it to you, and He'll give you a lot of it. If you don't have it, ask Him. As a matter of fact, anything you need, ask Him. Matthew 21:22, He says, anything you ask, just believe Me for it, and I'll give it to you. So ask Him. God, these people are difficult. Don't worry about it. Ask God. The people are not actually my problem. It may seem like they're my problem because I have to deal with them, but it's not actually my problem. The reason why it's not my problem is because God owns me. That makes them God's problem and not mine. And God is very good at taking care of His problems. And so if you ask God, He'll do it for you. If you ask God, He'll give it to you. If you ask God, He'll help you. If you ask God, He'll tell you what you need to know. If you don't know what to do, ask Him. He'll tell you exactly what you need to do. God is extremely faithful to do it that way. Don't think to yourself, I'm just a kid. There is no such thing as just a kid. Are you a human being? Now, if you're a jellyfish, things might work differently. I don't think I see any jellyfish in here. That means we've all got human beings in here. That means prayer works for you. That means if you go to God, He'll answer your prayer. That means if you have a need, God will help you with your need. Just ask Him, God, help me with my need. And it's that simple. God, this person's giving me a hard time. Tell him, God, this person's giving me a hard time. Take care of him. I had a person give me a hard time, and I prayed them out. I didn't say a word to them. I didn't have to. I said, God, this person's giving me a hard time. Get rid of them. Got rid of them like that. It's amazing how effective and powerful prayer is. Whatever it is, ask God. Whatever it is, ask God. Now, there's an interesting thing that happened with King Solomon. King Solomon was King David's son. And King Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. And God said to him in 2 Chronicles 1:7, God said to Solomon, Solomon, I was with your dad, now I'm going to be with you. Ask me whatever you will, and I'll do it for you. And Solomon thought about it. He said, God, you were kind to my dad. And I saw what you did for my dad. So God, give me wisdom that I can be a good king to your people. Give me wisdom. And you know what, God? He loved it. God loved that Solomon asked him that. And God said to him, okay, Solomon, I'll tell you what I'll do. You could have asked me to kill your enemies. You could have asked me to give you all kinds of money. You could have asked me all these things. Make me super powerful, whatever it was. You could have asked me for it. God said, you know what? I'm going to give you the wisdom that you asked for. And because your heart was to do my will, I'm going to give you everything you could have asked for and didn't. He said, I'm going to deal with your enemies. I'm going to give you great wealth. I'm going to do all these other things for you. And you'll have the wisdom that you asked me for. Now, what did Solomon do there that it worked so well? In Matthew 6:33, the Word of God said, seek first the kingdom of God. In other words, be most interested in your prayers and everything else. Be most interested in, God, I want what you want. When that's your interest, number one, God will give you all that God wants for you, but then he'll give you all the things you could have asked and didn't. That's the thing that really, really works for you the best. Is when you go after God first. God, I want your will. God, you do your will. You know what you do when somebody comes against you, and this is going to happen to you, and some of you this has already happened to? Say, God, deal with them according to your word. Not according to my desires, but according to your word, because your word has your desires for them in it. Well, you know what God says? He said, okay, I'll give you what you asked for, and because you asked what I desire, I'm going to give you not only what I desire for you and for everybody else, but I'm going to give you all the stuff you could have asked and you didn't. And he says, all these things will be added unto you. All of it. When you seek first the kingdom and you go to God, God, I want your will here. God, I don't know what you want here, but give me what you want. God, give me understanding. God, give me your thoughts regarding this, then God will give you that and everything else also. That's how you get along in life. That's how you become really successful. And by success, I don't just mean money, although it may mean money too, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about everything works to its fullest, to your benefit. And it works that way when you go to God. Word of God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. In other words, don't stop praying. Whatever it is, don't stop praying. Taking a quiz, don't stop praying. You're going to go to lunch with your friends? Pray about it. Going to go gym today and you're playing basketball or something? Pray. Just pray. God, bless this time. Pray. In everything, just pray. And God's going to be there, and God's going to take care of you, and God's going to give you exactly what you need, and God is going to make sure when you pray that it is 100% the best it can possibly be for you. And that's a good deal. That's a good way to live. It's an extremely effective way to live. We don't have it on our own. I don't know what's going to happen in 2 minutes, much less tomorrow, much less 10 years from now. But God knows all of it. And so when you pray, not only are you praying to the one who knows all of it, you're also praying to the one who can do things about it. He's the only one who can do anything about it. But the thing about it is God says when you pray, he'll do it on your behalf. He will do it. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.